ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our man Turon Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Been a busy week for you. Been a busy week for the Tennessee Titans. Let's start on the Hopkins front. Number one, what did you make of the return, and what do you make of the fit for Hopkins with Kansas City?
You know, I don't like the conditions of it. I mean, Super Bowl is 60% of the snaps. He only played 45% while he was here. So I think that's not going to be likely that they get the fifth to go up to a fourth. But, you know, we have a guy on an expiring contract, a guy that pretty much wanted to get up out of here. It's fair compensation. So it's something that they felt had to happen. And, you know, the Chiefs are better for it. And we'll see what happens. You know, I guess it's going to be them or the Ravens. So Titans fans, you either root for the Chiefs or the Ravens with Derrick Henry and see what happens.
So I know Brian Callahan kind of downplayed this, TD, but I do believe that if things were going differently with Levis, that there'd be a better chance that Hopkins would not have been moved, because Hopkins has got to be a key guy for him. And I'm not saying I necessarily see this as they are 100% giving up on Levis, but do you agree that this at least maybe signifies some indication of what they think about Levis and how he's playing?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think it signifies that to a degree. And you look at how last year, right, Levis, how many touchdowns did he have?
I think it was four, eight. Right away. I know
I think
that.
It was eight.
Yeah,
so
well, last year he had eight.
Yep.
You know who caught seven of them?
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins. So it's like, wow, you're taking away the hand that feeds me, you know what I mean, so to speak. I think, you know, that's why it was good that Callahan was asked about that, but he said that you got to figure out someone else to throw to. But at the same time, I think if they were cooking, there wouldn't be any offloading contracts or anything like that. They would have that eye more on this season as well as the future. And now, I mean, I think it's more on the future. I know they haven't given up on Levis. So just in conversations I've had, but it's definitely not the same degree of conviction as it was before.
So, TD, we know the NFL and the trading deadline is not like it is in some other sports. You know, certainly, you know, hockey, basketball, baseball, where, I mean, you can have, you know, total sell-offs of teams if you really want to in those sports.
Yeah.
But how much more active do you think the Titans can be / will be over the next few days here, knowing that there's just not a ton of high-level assets that they have on their roster right now?
Well, you said it right there, not a ton of high-level assets. And right now, you look at some of the teams that are contenders, right? You look at the Ravens. The Chiefs already, you know, picked them a little bit. Maybe the 49ers, right, when you look at just the need for pass rush help. The Eagles, right, with Harold Landry. But I don't think they deal Harold Landry, honestly. I think it would be silly to do so because he's under a decent contract, right, 17.5 the next couple of years. And he is under control for the next couple of years, right? You look at the guys they offloaded. They were, you know, one-year guys who they weren't one-year guys necessarily, but they were last year of the contract guys that, you know, probably won't be on the books next year. So now you got something for them. So I don't think that they move anybody. I think they stand pat. But, hey, I didn't think they would move Ernest Jones the fourth, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm with you. I did come up with this scenario. I guess maybe it starts Sunday. Harold Landry goes up there, sacks Jared Goff a couple times. Titans, who have no edge rushing now with Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, they just really have guys who are out there filling those roles.
Mm-hmm.
Strike out on Max Crosby. You know, Reddick is signed with the Jets. They come back around to a team that can win it all, but not if they don't have anybody come off the edge and they're so desperate that they overpay for a Harold Landry. Now, I know a first sounds crazy probably, although I guess what, the Raiders are asking for three firsts for Max Crosby or something? Is that what Charles Brown, firsts?
Yeah.
I don't know. But what about that? What if you're the Titans and you got offered a first for Landry, would you consider that?
I think you do consider it and you make the move. The thing is, though, like, you draft guys to become Harold Landry's or better.
Right.
But still, when you're in this situation where you get a first, right, we don't know how this quarterback thing is going to shake out. Is it going to be Levis next year? You know what I mean? I don't know. But if you decided you want to draft a quarterback, having two firsts, you know, it allows you to really be able to control the draft, so to speak. And, I mean, you look at what Houston did with two firsts a couple years ago, right? You know, Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, and next thing you know, it's a franchise turnaround. So you got a guy who I think is going to have a C.J. Stroud-like impact with the right team in the first season next year, Shedeur Sanders. So, boom, you go there, and then you could get another impact player. If you have another first, I think, you know, what if you get a James Pierce, right? Now you imitate what the Texans did. So, I mean, there's options if you get a first, and, man, I would do that in a heartbeat.
So, TD, Joe brought up the Lions. There is a game this week. Titans do have to play a football game this week. They're an 11.5-point underdog, which in the NFL is just an unbelievable line. What do you make of this matchup from the standpoint of, I know Jameson Williams is out. How rough do you think this could get for the Titans on Sunday against Detroit in an offense that is just firing on all cylinders right now?
Yeah, and when Jameson Williams was in, it was 12.5. So it was even worse opening. And some lines I saw 13.5. But, yeah, I think when you look at this offense, right, it's a classic case of looking what the quarterback does best and just magnifying it. Jared Goff, if you ask me, you know, and it's crazy that I'm saying this, but even Patrick Mahomes is not as good in play-action passing as Jared Goff. I think he may very well be the best in the league, like literally the best in the league in play-action passing. And they do that all the time. So you look at the way they set things up, you know, and then you got Amon-Ra St. Brown running those underneath routes and just ruling the middle of the field. Cleve Raymond, former Titan, you know, he'll be in there stretching the field in place of Jameson Williams. Did you guys see what he did to Stephon Gilmore?
Oh, yeah. It was nasty right off the line.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have that, too. And obviously Sam Laporta, the rushing attack, like they are, you know, a fully loaded offense. So it's going to be a tough task. I think they win pretty big.
So, TD, I saw, you know, like Arden Key, you know, expressing some, you know, as you would expect. I mean, these guys worked their butts off and they're trying to win. They're not winning, and all of a sudden you're seeing guys vacate the premises. You know, look, you're in this league, you know what it is. But still, what's your temperature take on this locker room right now with the state of things?
Yeah, I think it's they understand the business side of it, but they understand they have a job to do still. And I think Quandre Diggs, you know, talking to him, he pretty much said it best. You know, he talked about himself getting traded before, and he said he understands, you know, that's a part of it. But at the same time, there's a standard that a lot of these guys have established, and they have to live up to it. And you just got to come to work and continue to try to win. And I think Arden Key, you know, he also said about, hey, look, man, we got Detroit this week. A win like this could snowball into more wins. So these guys are focused on winning this game. And I think they have the right mindset, but you can have the right mindset, but not have the right artillery. And I think that's kind of what they're looking at. And it could get really bad this weekend.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something there. TD, good stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, our guest here on the program. More thoughts to get to on the Titans coming up next. We'll get to that. Pigskin Pick'em is coming up at 8:30. Vanderbilt taking on Texas, the Titans, and the Lions. Lots to get to coming up. We'll get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.